equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek episode of Your Wealth Class on radio. Abayomi Obabolujo. Please, if you are a shareholder, even if it is just one unit that you own in an insurance company, it is expedient that you tune in and you listen very carefully to the presentation today. What I'm going to be doing, I'm very sure that you do not have access to anything close to that in the media as at today. Of course, after this presentation, you are bound to now see other reports identical or that could derive its source from what we shall be doing on this platform today, either in the electronics or the print media, whichever. So if you also know someone that owns shares in insurance companies or just one insurance company, it is very important that you get them intimated that there's the need to listen to the program today. You could also record it and share it. We'll try as much as possible to make this available on our website, www.stocksng.com, stocksng.com. Why? Just yesterday, the apex regulatory body for insurance companies, that is the National Insurance Commission, NICOM, released a new minimum paid up share capital for insurance companies and also reinsurance companies in Nigeria. Insurance companies could be grouped into three: life insurer, general business, and composite. Composite are those insurance companies that combine life and general business. You will recall that sometimes last year, the NICOM actually attempted the, do I call it, reclassification of insurance companies now based on the share capital, but that was eventually truncated. We do hope that this also will not be truncated as the previous one. Meanwhile, for those who are going to be registering as fresh insurance companies, the new minimum paid up share capital would be deployed. But for those existing insurance companies, between now and 38th of June 2020, talking about 1 year period, this new capital requirement would take effect. And what that significantly portends is that, one, there will be lots of activities in that segment of the market. Number two, there are some of them that might find it extremely difficult to meet up with this minimum capital base. Why? Because of their current level, so low. And for those, they might have no choice than to either merge or be bought over or just release their operational licenses. So if you are an investor in such an organization, I will soon show you, you should begin to plan on what to do as we speak. I will come back to that, but let me quickly look at what happened on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. Looking at general performances, I can tell you, because of my sharp eyes, that the market is still lightly down and the market is struggling to come back up. Of course, there are possibilities around our economy. For example, the Monetary Policy Committee of the Central Bank met yesterday, and the MPR was retained. This is one area where the administration, the Central Bank administration led by Godwin Emefiele, had been so criticized that he's been one CBN governor who is so used to retaining rates, and people believe generally that you just have to be dynamic by adjusting rates with which the financial markets are guided. So that has been settled. So there's going to be a relative stability in that industry simply because rates are left untouched. The CRR is retained at 22.5%, MPR at 13.50%, liquidity ratio also retained at 30%. And in another 1.5 weeks plus or minus, there's going to be transition. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's up to 1.5 weeks. Today is 22nd, maybe in another 1 week, right? Or thereabout, there's going to be transition of power. That is going to go smoothly from what we are seeing so far, so good. And so that's relatively peace. And the budget of 2019 has been passed and assented to by the president. So what are we talking about? So we expect that implementation will commence as soon as this one over is completed. So it is actually a good time to invest in stocks as we speak. But looking at performances yesterday, if you want to go by the OSHA index and there's some other details, value and volume, you will definitely say the market is up. But you don't just do that. You need to now look at the market broadly. And at that, you will see that the volume came largely from MTN. And when you talk about volume here, it was huge yesterday, 110.7 million units. So MTN led in volume. And in value, we're talking about 14.581 billion naira. And so remove the activities of MTN in value and in volume yesterday, and I can tell you that the OSHA index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange will have declined, value will have declined, volume will have also declined. So only one tree does not make a forest. Only one MTN cannot determine whether the market is bullish or bearish. And so looking at general performances, because in the recent of it, Guarantee was the next equity that commanded value yesterday. And how much was traded on Guarantee was 743 million naira. So you cannot compare that with the 14.581 billion naira that went into MTN. But you see why I'm not going to take that as a major factor in the market is that what we are seeing in MTN, this 14 billion naira, this 110 million volume, are just cross deals. So it isn't as if new investors have been able to penetrate into the organization and that they are making money. And so if you also look at the number of gainers yesterday, talking about 16 as against 20 on the losers chart, you will agree with me that the market for yesterday was actually down. Because of our time, we'll still create the time to talk about those low price equities, those equities that have declined so well such that you should be looking at them. We'll still create the time to do that probably after our real estate segment on Friday and probably after our health segment tomorrow. And let's see, I could even devote the whole of tomorrow to do that. But let me quickly take you through this insurance list to tell you the situation. I might not be able to complete it today, but I will still find time to talk about this in subsequent broadcasts by the special grace of God. Now, NICOM has increased the share capital, the paid up share capital, the money with which their investors had contributed, the money that their investors had contributed with which they are operating, right? The NICOM has just announced an increase for a life insurance company. They are now to look for 8 billion naira. It used to be 2 billion. That's not 200%, that's about 300% plus or minus. For those operating as general business insurers, they are to look for now 10 billion naira from 3 billion naira. And for those who are to do composite, from 5 billion to 18 billion. And to those who want to do reinsurance, that to move from 10 billion to 20 billion. The immediate impact is that the outstanding number of shares of these insurance companies will become bogus. For example, if you are to retain your license as a life insurance company, your outstanding number of shares cannot be lower than 16 billion ordinary shares by the 8 billion naira. Number two, if you are a general insurance operator, you cannot command less than 20 billion outstanding number of shares. And for the composite insurance companies, they cannot command less than 36 billion outstanding number of shares for reinsurance. They cannot command less than 40 billion outstanding number of shares. That is one. Now, the major disadvantage is the fact that most insurance companies as of today are selling below 50 kobo. If they are to increase their outstanding number of shares to sell at 20 kobo or 30 kobo or 40 kobo, then you can now begin to imagine the quantity of shares they will need to push to the market so as to be able to meet up within the next 1 year. So you don't wait till that next year to act. You should begin to act now. I don't know the number that I can touch on before the end of, within the limit of time I've got this morning. But let me just read to you their current status. AICO is currently having 3.4 billion naira. It suggests that if AICO is to operate as a composite company, you can imagine how much they will be looking for. But let us agree that they will be they are to operate as general business. So they will still be looking for additional, as we speak today, 6.6 billion naira. So nothing less than 12 billion ordinary shares will be added to AICO. Consolidated Hallmark is a general business company. They will be looking for, as at today, about 5 billion naira and more, because they currently have slightly above 4 billion. Cornerstone is going to be looking for just about 2.7 billion. That is still manageable. So Cornerstone, I think, is in a comfortable region. Goldlink, very poor, because they currently have just 2.274 billion naira. They will be looking for something in the region of 7.8 billion naira. Guinea Insurance currently has 3 billion naira. They will be looking for well over 6.9 billion naira. International Energy currently have just 642 million naira. Right? I see them either releasing their license or merging or being bought over. Lasako currently has 3.6 billion naira as share capital. They would definitely be looking for 6.3 billion naira in addition. Lush Union is currently have about 4 billion. They will be looking for well over 6 billion. Axa Mansard currently has 5.2 billion. They will be looking for about 4.8 billion naira. Mutual Benefit currently has 5.6 billion. They will be looking for additional 4.4 billion. NEM Insurance currently has 2.6 billion. And so NEM is going to be looking for additional 7.4 billion. Of course, NEM has the good name. They might find it easy to achieve that. Then Niger Insurance currently has 6.8 billion naira. They will be looking for 6.8 2 billion naira plus or minus. Prestige is very small, managed by some foreigners, and they are very, very little, and so they have 2.6 billion. They would be looking for well over 7.4 billion. Regency Alliance currently has 3.3 billion. They will be looking for plus or minus 6.7 billion. Sovereign Trust currently has 4.1 billion. They will be looking for in excess of 5.9 billion naira. Stako has 4.6 billion naira. They will be looking for 5.4 billion naira. Standard Alliance has 6.4 billion. They will be looking for 3.6 billion naira plus or minus. Suno Assurance has 7 billion. They will be looking for about 3 billion naira. Now, I think they will be able to do that without stress. Unique Insurance position is not good at all. I don't know, except if a miracle happens, they're just having 1.29 billion naira. They will be looking for close to 9 billion naira in addition. Universal Insurance is very, very comfortable at 8 billion naira. They will just be looking for 2 billion naira excess or extra. Veritas Capital has 6.9 billion. They will be looking for about 3.1 billion naira excess or extra. Then Wapik Insurance PLC has 6.69 billion and they will be looking for about 3.3 or 3.4 billion naira extra. I wish I could do more analysis on this, but I've got to go. At a later date, maybe next week, we'll create the time to talk more about this. Thank you for listening. But visit our website, www.stocksng.com, for this broadcast. And you can share it and you can tell your friends to listen. But we'll still talk more about this, what it portends for each and every of those companies. I want to say a very big thank you for staying tuned this midweek edition of the program. I shall be returning by the special grace of God tomorrow morning. The same time, the same station, the same platform. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, circulation, and preservation. I bio me, oh, Papa, bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.